Time now for a look at legal issues in the country. In our program, It's the Law with Stephanie Fold from BCCC Attorneys at Law. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello, Alex.
Now, today we're talking about working as a trainee in Switzerland. So how does it work and who can come? So first off, who qualifies as a trainee?
Yeah, well, actually, you have to put that into perspective. Some companies just want to have a young person come in for a couple of months in the summer. So to qualify as a trainee, the individual must have concluded actually vocational training of at least 2 years duration or be in possession of a high qualified degree to be able to come to Switzerland and work and continue his training in a company. Yeah. And it's got to be in connection with what he's studying. Usually trainees have a limit of age. They cannot be older than 35.
Okay, so you can't be older than 35. Is it open to any foreign national?
Well, it's not actually, because Switzerland has concluded several agreements with foreign countries to actually enlighten the immigration procedure for these young qualified graduates. Typically Argentina, Ukraine, USA, Australia all have had agreements with Switzerland, which will actually allow these trainees to come on an easy basis to Switzerland.
Okay, now what about European students? Can they just freely come to Switzerland if you're in the EU?
Yeah, in a certain way they can now. Because of the free circulation agreement, European nationals can sort of more or less walk in. They have to go through an immigration process, but they do not have to have a special trainee agreement. Other countries who are not bound by the free circulation agreement have to have these specific agreements for the trainees. Typically, I mean, Czech Republic, Poland, Romania still are bound to have these agreements to be able to entitle their trainees to come to Switzerland.
Okay, now, so we know who can come, but what happens when you're here? What can the sponsor or the employee accept? I mean, what happens now?
Well, actually, the trainee can come to Switzerland and do any type of activity in as much as not prohibited as an activity in Switzerland in general. So any company can say, well, I'd like a trainee to come in as much as it's linked to his graduation and that it's not prohibited under Swiss law. And the trainee will be asked to work as any other person in the premises. They cannot come as self-employed or as independent person. And usually they are granted for an authorization maximum of 18 months. The idea is to further train them and to help them to develop themselves, but they're not coming to Switzerland to sort of help the employer who's short of staff in the summer periods.
Okay, all right. What requirements can the employer have? We've already talked a little bit about age as a maximum age of 35. What are some of the other requirements?
Well, a minimum age of 18. They can't make very young people come either. They have to have, these trainees have to have completed professional training. They have to have a good knowledge of our language, whether German or French. They have to have a perfect reputation and they have to be very motivated to continue learning. And as I said, 18 months maximum.
Well, do trainees get paid? Because there are a lot of, you know, internships around the world where you don't get paid. It's sort of the education. Do you get paid as a trainee?
Well, here you have to get paid and you've got to be paid the same amount as any local employee. So that is one of the conditions which will be checked by the authorities, that the trainees are not underpaid when they come to Switzerland and that they really are integrated into the company.
What do you have to do if you're a company who says, all right, well, let's get some trainees? What do you have to do?
Well, you won't get an authorization if you don't provide the authorities with a written employment contract. And it's got to provide typically what the trainee's got to do, what is the link between the work he's going to do and the program he's actually doing at school, the duration of the employment, of course, the pay he's going to obtain, and it's got to be equivalent to what any other person in Switzerland would get, working hours, holiday entitlement, even if the person's only coming for 2 months, and who is taking charge, for example, travel costs or home costs.
Now so we've just talked about the trainees, who can come, we're sort of building up to the point of now it has been completed. Now you've accepted your trainee, now what happens?
Now you've got the trainee, you've got the contract. Well, you send actually to the trainee, and that is a big difference between immigration procedure ordinary. The trainee's got to be the one who applies for the immigration process in his home country. So he's got to go with the documents, the the contract and two further documents that he has to provide, which are administrative documents, to the foreign, the Swiss embassy abroad, and ask for the authorization to come into Switzerland. Though the burden of responsibility is on his shoulders.
Okay, talking trainees today on It's the Law. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, Alex.
That's Stephanie Fold from BCCC, Attorneys at Law. If you have any questions, legal issues in Switzerland that you'd like to challenge Stephanie with, send them to studio@worldradio.ch. That's studio@worldradio.ch. And that's It's the Law.